It was a beautiful sight, a water meadow in a woodland setting. Bulrushes and reeds flourished along the margins. Large dragonflies, mayflies and damselflies flitted and hovered amid widespread water lilies, golden crowfoot, white-flowering cotton grass and blue-starred brooklime. All nature's splendour was lost on Grunt and Curdley as his litter was carefully lowered onto the firm ground of the border.
This is the place for eggs, buckos. Now, if Finn had caught up with those shoes a while back, I'd have me a nice little logboat to sail round here in. Well, let's see if he can make yourself useful now. Laggle, get some help and light a fire. Get that water cauldron filled and bubbling, ready for my eggs. Use young uns. Cast about and see if he can hunt up some decent nests with lots of eggs in them. Go quiet and easy now. If you kills any birds, then you can keep them to roast and eat. But remember, the eggs are mine. Off you go now. And don't dare come back empty-pawed, or I'll boil the lot of you in this cauldron.
The young brown rats stole silently off to their duties. Grunt Han amused himself a while, swatting at any winged insect which came within range, when in a short time he was snoozing again. Noontide shadows were lengthening over the tranquil water meadows when Grunt Han was gently shaken into wakefulness by Laggle, who whispered in his ear.
You better wake up, boss. They found a swan's nest.
Grunt Han sat bolt upright, grubbing at his eyes. He breathed reverently.
A swan's nest?
The one egg he had never tasted, a swan's egg. To the brown rat chieftain, the nest of a swan was his ultimate dream. The swan was the largest of all birds. Grunt Han had never seen its egg, but he imagined it would be a thing of legendary proportions. He shuddered with unconcealed delight. All thoughts of Stringle, his lies and stripe hounds were banished from his mind as he whispered orders to his brown rat.
Who was it what found the swan's nest? Which one of you?
A young male rat came hesitantly forward.
Me, boss.
Grunt Han gazed at him fondly.
What's your name, mate?
The young rat did not know whether to be proud or afraid.
Duggalo, boss. My name's Duggalo.
He blinked each time Grunt Han patted his head.
Duggalo, eh? An handsome name for a clever young un. So you're the bright spark what found the swan's nest. Do you think you could take me to it, Duggalo?
Feeling more confident, Duggalo nodded vigorously.
Aye, boss. 'Tis over yon, where those willows are. There's a little stream runs through them into the meadows. The nest is right there. I saw it.
Grunt Han turned to the other brown rats.
You's lot stay here. Keep the fire going and the cauldron bubbling till me and Duggalo returns.
At the far side of the water meadow, Grunt Han and Duggalo stood waist-deep in the water. The willows were some distance away. It was not going to be easy, as the brown rat chief first thought. He questioned the youngster.
Tell me, how did you make your way across?
I waded most of the way and swimmed a bit, boss.
Grunt Han scratched his stomach underwater.
And you're certain the nest is over there?
Duggalo pointed.
You can't miss it, boss. Right in the stream mouth, between those far two willows.
After a moment's thought, Grunt Han reached the decision.
Right, young un. You stay here and keep quiet. I'll go over there by myself. If and I need you, I'll shout.